BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's podcast, including a girl going on her first date to a castle. She gets in touch with us and we get continuous updates throughout the show.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Laura, who is just sat going solo, riding solo on her own, just eating chocolate in Bristol. So many people are doing that now.
At work or something, or do you think
no, just in her room.
Nice.
Lauren is doing exactly the same. Loads of people just solo chocolate eating.
Mm.
Is it a bit sad or is it fine? It's not like drinking on your own at home, is it?
No, I think it's fine because you don't really sit down with someone else and share an egg, do you?
That's true, actually. Why would you?
It's not the same. So I think actually eating eggs is a solo affair.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Maybe light a candle.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Have some of your own special time.
Do you know what I mean? Make an evening of it.
Yeah.
Or an afternoon.
I mean, there've been several Easters where on Easter Sunday I've just been sat there with a bottle of wine and about five Easter eggs on my own, and I've really enjoyed it.
As a famous, do you get more eggs than most? Do you find that you accumulate quite a lot of eggs?
I reject the famous thing, but no, not one single one have I got so far.
No.
No.
You haven't got one egg.
No, I'm waiting.
Even
till
I've got one.
No, maybe Sunday it will happen. I don't know.
Do you give eggs out as presents? Do you ever give them to, say, I don't know, the postman? You know, at Christmas where you'll...
No, I don't give eggs to the postman.
Because at Christmas, isn't it, that your local takeaways get in touch with you because you give them such good custom?
Yes, I have had a Christmas card from my local Indian before, but I don't...
You don't get an Easter egg?
No. However, I was going down the aisle in a shop that rhymes with Warrison's earlier, and there were some great deals on some broken eggs. So if you know me, that's what you're getting.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Connor in Nottingham. Solo chocolate eating while trying to finish uni work. Steph on the M5 says, why are people eating eggs already? It's not Easter till Sunday.
Does he sound like Alan Carr, does he?
Yeah. And also, Chanel and Danielle on their way to Birmingham to watch Nicki Minaj tonight. Also, solo chocolate eating. Well, you're not, because you're doing it together.
True that.
Yeah.
True that.
That was Alesso and Roy English with Cool. It's Radio 1's track of the day. A lot of interest in yesterday's innuendo bingo. The video, we've just put a link to it on Radio 1's Twitter now. So if you go on Radio 1's Twitter, at BBCR1, you will find the link, so you don't even have to search for it. It was Mike Deuce from Lower Than Atlantis playing innuendo bingo. He was soaked. Now we're going to Dragon's Den. That's still on. And we find out the sort of things that Peter Jones demands in returning... Well, just, you know, for investing in a business, this is what he expects.
You're asking me to put £250,000 into a company that has no assets. Why would you not entertain a conversation about me coming into the hole?
Yes, Mike. That really got Chris then.
Oh.
Filling the hole in her company's budget is what we think Peter Jones off of Dragon's Den meant.
About me coming into the hole.
Thank you, Kai, for spotting that one. You're right there, Mike.
I've soaked myself worse than...
You actually have. Yeah. You've messed yourself more than he's messed you.
I'm a dribbler and a drooler.
That was Mike from Low in the Atlantis. I'm a dribbler and a drooler. And that is on Radio 1 YouTube now, or just go to Radio 1 Twitter and you'll find it. Really good video from yesterday from everyone's favourite spitting game.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know how I always say I love to get your emails. So if there's anything that you want to tell us, maybe a problem that you think we could solve or help... with, or something that's happened to you or your mates that you want to share, I always love getting your emails, and we get so many now, so thank you. It kind of makes the show, because it gets everyone involved.
Mm.
So send anything you have, anything that might be of interest, to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and we might mention you on the show and probably call you back, so leave a number on there as well. This person has done that. Hi!
Hi, Scott.
Now, I'm not even allowed to say your name, am I?
No.
Okay, so I'm just going to not refer to you at all.
Just call me she, it.
No, I'm going to call you it.
Hello, it.
Hello. Right, so I got your email. You've got a date really soon, haven't you?
It's literally within the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
I'm shaking. I'm so nervous right now.
Why did you email me?
I basically just want some advice, like sort of hints or tips for first dates.
And you come to the right place.
This is so good.
Why do people do this?
Date imminent. Call Scott Mills Show.
Oh, wow. So he's going to turn up any second, right?
He's literally going to... He's at work at the moment, so he's literally coming out in the next 10 minutes. So I'm just kind of waiting at the moment.
I see on your email, you've not had a date for... Is it a year now?
It's well over a year.
So how's this come about?
I went to a cafe about 2 weeks ago, and he was there. And so I was like looking at him, like, oh, he's cute. He's really nice. And then I went in this week, and he was there again.
So
he came over, and he was like, he sat down and started talking to me, and then he gave me his number. He said,
what? Does this happen?
Yes.
I didn't know this actually happens.
Yes, it happens.
This isn't through an app? This isn't...
No.
None of that?
No.
It's not mates of a mate or anything like that?
No, we don't really have any friends in common. He doesn't live too far away, which is really nice, but no.
Has no one ever given you their number in a cafe, Chris?
No, literally no one has ever given me their number.
Sucks to be you.
Do you have people coming up to you at random places giving you a number? Surely not.
At my old workplace, I had quite a few. I used to work in a sports shop.
Really?
I just
didn't know this happened. So he obviously remembered you from the first time that you were in the cafe. That's so cute.
Yeah, he came over and he was like, were you here last week? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, no, you weren't eating anything difficult, were you?
Oh, no, no.
Like spaghetti. It's awful when that happens. So, the date's happening in a few minutes. How are you feeling now, please?
I'm nervous. I'm really nervous. I'm shaking.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a little sort of, it's like a blue dress, but then I put a black skirt on top of the bottom part, so it looks like a shirt and a skirt.
Nice. LBD.
What's LBD?
Little blue dress.
Little blue dress.
That's not one.
Is that not right?
No.
Thought that was right.
Little black dress.
Oh, right.
Black number.
Okay, so...
Little black skirt.
So the clothes are on point.
They're on point.
Hair?
Hair's on point. Hair's
okay,
on
good.
Point.
You smell good?
I usually have, like, a side parting, and I've done, like, a middle parting.
How are you smelling?
Do you smell good?
I smell amazing. I've done body lotion, I've done cream sprays, perfumes.
Oh, wow. You've really gone all out here, haven't you?
You sound like you've been dipped in
like a sheep dip.
Yeah, like a bath of aroma.
Dip her in.
Quick dip.
I'm excited for you.
Oh, thank you.
Where are you going on the date?
We're going to go to a little place called, I don't know if you know it, it's called Alverston Castle.
I heard of it.
So we're going to sort of just walk around. I was hoping the weather was going to be better.
Not the best, is it?
Yesterday was lovely. It was so sunny yesterday, and I was like, please be like this tomorrow. And now it's raining, and I don't own an umbrella.
Bit of a bold move going to a castle for the day. Whose idea was that?
That was his idea. It wasn't my idea.
It's a bit Downton of him.
No, I like it.
Downton.
I think it says old-fashioned. Like, you've met in a cafe. Oh. And, like, he gave you a number. Oh. And now you're going to a castle. Oh.
From cafe to castle.
I like it. It's old-fashioned.
Okay, now, what are you planning to do at the castle? I'm going to try...
I presume we're just sort of going to walk around, have a nice little chat, and maybe go to the cafe.
Yeah, I'm just on their website at the moment, trying to find out stuff you can do.
Oh, no, don't tell me the cafe's closed on Good Friday. There's nowhere to shelter from the rain.
Look, from what I can see, there's a maze. You might be able to get involved in that.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Hang on a second. Do you want some facts to throw at him throughout the day?
That would actually be really, really nice.
It's an icebreaker. Go on.
It's a grade 2 listed castle. I mean, look, I can go on, but you've got a phone. You can go on Wikipedia, can't you?
No, tell her a couple more, because she's going to be there any second.
All right. It's a stately home, technically. Mm. A Gothic Revival castle and surrounding parkland is run and owned by the county council. Fascinating. Mm. Oh, this is a good topic. On Wikipedia, it's got a subject titled Hauntings. Do you want some of these? The castle is thought by some to be haunted. There's been investigations. The castle is also supposed to be the haunt of two ghosts known as the Grey Lady and the White Lady.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So just chuck that one out there.
Women. There had to be women.
You could go ghost hunting together.
Just snooping around someone's house.
Yeah, my only Okay, no, I'm not going to say anything.
What? No, no, you can't say that.
Okay, my only concern with the castle thing is finding enough to do. Okay, have you brought a football?
No.
A frisbee?
I think I've got a frisbee in my car.
What?
I'm sure there's one in the boot, but it belongs to my dog, so I don't know if there's any.
Okay, I'll get that out. Right, I just think you've got to rely on
banter.
A good conversation here. Top bants. That's what's going to have to happen.
I'm quite a banterful person.
Are you?
Full of banter.
You are that. Are you the Archbishop of Banterbury?
Are you Banter Claws?
Oh, these are the ones you were saying the other day. I was listening in. It was so funny.
Okay, right. So I'm thinking through the course of the show today, we need to get updates about how it's going. Are you up for that?
Yeah. Am I okay to email you? Because I don't want to ring you when I'm on the date, because there's nowhere I can sort of just say, oh, I'm just going to take this call and nip off on the fields.
I've recently been watching a lot of a show called First Dates, which I love.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And
oh,
what they do is they sneak out to the toilet to go on the phone.
The toilet's miles away. It's right at the start. So if I'm on the other side...
Yeah, but there's loads of gardens.
I think I've left him. I'm going to go to a bush.
Yes. I'm just going to go to a bush.
Ladylike.
Excuse me for a second. Yeah, be ladylike about it. Excuse me for a second, I just need to use the bush.
Well, listen, you've got our text number, so when it's free to call, when it's safe to call, text me on 81199 and I'll call you.
Okay.
Because the thing is now that we've all invested in this story, the listeners will want to know what happened. Because it's happening in a few minutes.
I don't know how long dates are supposed to last.
I don't either.
Ideally till 4 o'clock.
Yeah. But just
I don't
before...
know if we're going to go to the cinema after or go for some food. I've got no idea.
Okay, well, I need to jam in a phone call somewhere to you between whatever events are going to happen. Mm. Preferably before 4. Also, here's the thing. If I call you, when you pick up the phone, you can call me something else.
Ah, oh, so I'm like, oh, you're right, Dad.
That is genius. Yes! Perfect!
No, I wasn't. That's not what I was thinking.
That's so good. Okay, so we'll know that you're not free to talk if you pick up the phone and say, hello, Dad, okay?
I'm not free to talk.
Well, just say, hi, Dad, bit busy right now, okay? I mean, I'm not happy with Dad.
I think Dad's quite funny.
All right. Hello. Just go, hello, Daddy, then he'll think you're posh.
Daddy.
Okay.
Oh yes, Daddy suggests
Daddy.
Money.
Just say hello, Daddy. Sorry, I'm very busy right now. I can't talk. And then, if you can talk to me normally. Don't call me Daddy. All right.
Okay.
Are we clear?
We're clear.
Listen. Really good luck. I hope it goes well. Hello.
Oh God.
Are you okay?
I'm still here. I'm still here. Okay. Yeah. I'm fine.
Oh, you're sounding really stressed now. Breathe. Breathe. That's it.
Just
that's
enjoy it. You're brilliant. And just have lots of fun. And do you know what? I've never been on a date to a castle. I'm sure it's great.
Good luck.
It's different. It's very different.
Exactly.
And remember, text me updates through the show, because it's not just me and Chris that want to know. The whole nation
All
wants
the
to
listeners.
Know. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. I'll speak to you hopefully before 4. Love you, bye.
Bye-bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. BBC Radio 1. Sam is in the car park at Elverston Castle right now and has an umbrella that our mystery caller can borrow. That's nice. Meet her in the car park if it's raining.
What if Sam's the date?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, 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 no. God, you're doing really well today. What with the House of Cards plot spoiler and all?
By the way, I'm really sorry about that. I'm now replying to people on Twitter just apologising.
I know.
It was do you know what? It was me just trying to make up a plot as well. It's not true.
Oh, my God. That's really convincing, wasn't it? So we've got Vicky on Twitter saying, I've just realised I'm sat around listening to this great story about the first date, like it's 1920, huddled around the radio, only on my own. Eating an egg, obviously. Mm. Solo. Riding solo. Emily says, absolutely gutted I'm going into work now. I want to know what happens in the first date situation on Scott Mills' show. That's why we've got a podcast, my darling. So you can catch up on the story, because we are hoping to speak to this girl who's having the first date. It's probably happening right now. Before 4, so
we
find out how it
went. Must be on the way.
Just nip to the toilet or nip to that bush.
And this is going to happen, is it? So if we call her at some point, she will call you Daddy?
Yeah, if she can't talk because she's in the middle of the date, she'll be like, hello, Daddy, can't talk right now. If not, then if she's on her own, then we can talk to her about how it's going.
I think we should let them meet each other and get to know each other and stuff like that. Do this weighing a bit.
I wasn't planning on calling now. give it 20 minutes or so.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Barry in Glasgow says, I am getting to listen live today because I'm off for Easter. Normally I get the podcast every day. Yes, hello, if you are listening live today but often get the podcast. Is it strange hearing it with the music? Is it weird, is it? That was Flo Rida and Sia and Wild Ones. Loads of people that listen to podcasts listening live today.
Mm.
So many people anxious to hear about this first date. We spoke to a girl who cannot be named earlier. She's about to go on a first date to Alverston Castle with this guy that she met in a cafe. He gave her his number and they are on the date right now.
I think we need to stop saying the name of the castle as well, just because it feels to me that there's people there.
Yeah, and also don't turn up and live tweet it.
Yeah.
No one wants live tweeting of a date.
Literally getting all sorts of offers coming through.
Yeah, don't do it, please. Nicole on Twitter says, so anxious to find out how the date on Scott Mills' show is going. Kelly says, listening live today. It's great because I can listen along and find out what happens on the date. Nikita says, wondering what I'd wear if I went to a castle in the rain. Probably not an LBD.
Wondering what to do at the castle as well. I mean, it is an odd one, isn't it? It's an odd location.
It is, but it's different. Oh, okay. I've just heard that we've received an email. This is from the girl on the date.
Oh, right.
So if you are, if you're sat in your car at the moment waiting, some people are, like Robin says, I'm driving to Leeds. I'm nearly there. What's happening on the first date? Because you need to get out of the car soon.
The way you say it, it's quite casual. It feels to me that we need some kind of breaking news. It's a big moment.
What do you want?
Like I don't know. We drone can work or something on this throughout the afternoon.
Okay. Sky News it. Let's go. Breaking news.
Yes.
We've had an email from the girl on her first date. I don't know what that is.
Whoosh.
Try this one. First date news. She says on the email, I have no signal, but I have Wi-Fi. It's me. I'm in the middle of the date. It's going really well. Although because of the rain, we're in the car and I had Radio 1 on and had to really quickly change it because you were talking about us. Oh, that's awkward.
It would suggest that she's not planning on this date going on for very long, though. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, well, that's good. Obviously, I hope she's not listening now. So she has no signal on the phone. She's way out in the middle of nowhere in a castle. In the car next to a castle. Mm. No Wi-Fi. No, she does have Wi-Fi. But it seems that it's going really well. So there's your update, everybody. But they're in the car. What are they doing in the car for that long?
They must have just met in the car. They're just staying in there for a while, figuring things out.
Sheltering from the rain. More news on this as and when we get it. That made it a bit more urgent. I liked it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1 on Good Friday. Seems that people are gripped this afternoon by this first date thing. I spoke to a girl earlier. She is on a first date right now in a castle, which is a bold move for a first date, I think.
They had a lovely story as well about how they met. Met in a cafe, just met across a room.
He asked for her number and they're on the date today. And we spoke to her earlier in the show. She's emailed us since, but she says there's no service on her phone. Ryan White says, I'm sat in the car on the way back from London listening to my brother, mum and nan discussing what's going on with this date and speculating what's happening now. People love it.
One BBC Radio 1.
Well, I mentioned this earlier in the week on the show that a lot of people have been playing Innuendo Bingo on YouTube. You know, your YouTubers, your beauty vloggers, your video gamers, all playing the game, which started on this show.
It's become a massive hit online. It's become almost like a game that all YouTubers play.
But they don't credit me. And I had a little bit of a ranty rant about it earlier in the week. And I did an open letter to all the YouTubers saying, okay, cool, kind of flattered that you're playing the game, but maybe you could give us a little credit, because this is the original home of Innuendo Bingo. So I did the open letter, and our first YouTuber has come to us, put his hands up, and said...
put his hands up, apologised for his actions.
Sorry, Chief. Okay, I admit, it was your original idea, and that is Marcus Butler. So thank you, Marcus. A lot of people have borrowed the game without giving us any credit, but Marcus has admitted that he's done wrong, and he's going to take part in our big YouTuber special. Well, I don't know where it's going to be big, because none of them might turn up, but Marcus will be there, definitely.
But that's great, because I was worried it was just going to be me, and then what we were going to have to do is just have empty chairs all around. Because we've put this out there to a number of YouTubers, and they're starting to come back. They're starting to, especially the amount of people I saw tweeting Zoella, Joe Sugg, you know, people that have played this game.
Yeah,
without Casper necessarily Lee, crediting us. Yeah.
A lot of people. And maybe they didn't, you know, intentionally do it, but I do want to credit, because this is where it came from.
Yeah, and we just want them to come in and play it in the original home of Innuendo Bingo.
So we're opening our doors to them. This is not a negative thing. We just want them to come in and play it here, where it was invented, on the YouTuber special on Thursday the 16th of April. So Marcus Butler, we will see you then. If you're a YouTuber who's borrowed the game with no credit to me or Radio 1, you know who you are. Get in touch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I think we should try and call the girl on the date now. It's been a while.
Oh no, this stresses me out slightly.
So if you weren't listening earlier, there's a girl who we can't name. She met this guy in a cafe. Went back there again a week later. He was there. She was like, oh, he was cute. Really cute. He gave his number to her. And they're meeting up today. They're going on a date, which they're on now.
First date.
First date at a castle. She really likes him. And I kind of was prying a bit. I wanted to know, you know, what she thought of him. And want to know how the date's going today. And so many people are into this on text and Twitter and Radio on Facebook going, what's happening? What's happening on the
date? It's happening right now.
We spoke to her about an hour or so ago. So the date is probably ongoing, I imagine, unless it's gone really badly. I really want to call her. Now, remember, if she can't talk, if it's an awkward moment, she will say, the code word to me is, hi, Daddy, I can't talk right now.
Okay.
And then we'll know that she's in an awkward situation where she can't really talk to us, because this guy knows nothing about the fact that it's been on Radio 1.
No.
Okay.
We should ask a couple of questions, though, if we do. You know what I mean? She will just be able to say yes or no, though, I imagine, yeah. Right?
I think yes or no would be fine, yeah. Let's call her.
Yeah.
She said she had no signal earlier, which is worrying me. Oh
it's yes. Ringing.
Come on.
Oh no, I think we're going to have to bail.
It's not answering, is it?
It's not happening.
Oh!
This is gutting.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone in the hotel in Reykjavik who doesn't want to leave the hotel room until they find out. Someone says, hashtag leaders debate, all pales into insignificance compared to the Radio 1 first date. That's Stephanie.
It's really winding people up. I think we need to just forget about it for a while.
No, I want to ring him again.
We just rang it. It's...
I know, but it didn't answer. We're no clearer.
We can't just keep ringing a phone that doesn't get picked up.
Sophia says, keep on going with the girl on her date. She'll answer eventually. Let's try once more. Come on. I want to know. Remember, if she can't talk because he's there, she'll call me Daddy. Come on, please.
Come on,
I just want an update. This is good, isn't it?
This is ridiculous.
Radio 1.
At least it's real.
Oh! No, ah! No, didn't hear that. We didn't. It's fine. Okay, good. It's going well then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott, everyone is saying you need to call the girl. You need to keep calling the girl.
I can't call her again. Okay, I was super keen to speak to her, and I do want to know what's happening on the first date. We're following someone's first date at a castle, if you've just tuned in. Met this guy in a cafe. I just want to know what's happening. But for the last 20 minutes, every time I've called her, it's just ringing out. The phone's just ringing out. Not great radio. Amber's been on saying, please get in touch with this girl. I refuse to get out of my car until I find out what's going on.
Look at this, all the people waiting at Nana Sue's coffee shop.
Oh, yes.
Desperate to know what's going on in the first date.
Debbie says, I've just arrived at my in-laws, but I can't get out of the car until I know what the first date went like. Okay, right, let's call her once more.
Third time lucky.
Shall we? Yeah, okay, let's do it. Remember, She will call me Daddy if she can't talk because he's there or whatever. Oh, come on. Hello?
Hello, Dad. I can't talk right now.
Are you calling me Daddy?
I can't talk right now.
Okay, right. So if it's going well, just say, I can't hear you. If it's not going well, say, I don't understand.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Right, this is okay. Good. That's all I need.
Congratulations.
Okay, speak to you later then.
All right, I'll
love,
see you later.
Dad. Bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1. Yeah!
Like I said, I'm not comfortable about the dad thing, but yes!
This is a great result.
This is great. It's going well. I love that we're speaking in code to her. He was obviously there at the time.
Are you calling me Daddy?
Stop it. That was her idea. Oh, I am pleased. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Shout out to Nick Grimshaw and Pig in so much traffic right now. 8 miles an hour max. Grimmy wants you to go to the first date in the castle in a Newsbeat helicopter, which he thinks Newsbeat have got, like a chopper.
Is there one knocking about?
I don't think there is. Maybe in the 80s, but not here these days, no. But thanks for the idea, Grim.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, I'm on the front page of iPlayer. I've made it.
Are you?
Yeah. BBC One exclusive, Eurovision's Greatest Hits. It's me interviewing a bearded lady, if you want to watch it.
I can't... Oh,
the,
yes.
the show's on tonight, Eurovision 60 Years. It's the campest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, because so, of course, you saw the actual show then afterwards. Was it good?
It's so good. A lot of fun. Have a couple of beers. What's your plans tonight?
My plans tonight, Watford game, Watford derby tonight. So I'm going to watch that.
What time's that?
Watford. That's at, I think, about 7:45, something like that. And then afterwards, I'll tune into this Eurovision thing as a sort of victory.
Starts at 9:00.
Celebration.
I mean, the two events couldn't be more different.
Yeah.
But it's high camp.
Well,
you'll
I was thinking of going to the pub to watch it. So should I ask in the pub if they can...
Hello. Hello, landlord of the dog and duck. Could we put Eurovision's Greatest Hits on, please? How do you think that's going to go down? Especially if you watch the football in the same pub.
Mm.
I can't see that being a great thing.
I'm up for trying it.
Look out for the guy from Finland, Lordi. So much rubber.
Right.
If that doesn't make you want to watch it, I don't know what does.
It weirds me out, the whole Eurovision thing. I know it's completely your bag. You're involved every year.
It's because it's full of weirdos.
Yeah.
That's why I love it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello to this person on Twitter who says, I've got a meeting at work in 30 minutes. I can't leave for the meeting until I know what's going on with that girl's first date. It's going well. I can't call her again. She answered once. She is on an actual date. Mm. I feel bad keep ringing her. But hopefully we'll speak to her properly if she's free from him, if the date's finished before 4, because I want a kind of conclusion. The work office just stopped. The work at my office just stopped because of the first date event on Radio 1, says someone else. I love how big this is today. Hi, Sophie, on the way to see Ollie Murs in Cardiff tonight. Murs on tour again, always on tour.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Danny Howard's here, all right?
How are you?
I'm very good, thanks, but darling.
Happy Easter.
And happy Easter
happy
to you.
Easter. Oh,
sorry that I didn't bring you any chocolate.
Oh, that's going to make it awkward, isn't it?
Well, it's not really, is it? You don't really give eggs to colleagues.
I got you one.
Did you?
Oh.
No, I didn't really, I'm joking.
What I haven't got any eggs, that's right. I said this at the start of the show, not one so far, so just saying. Now, Danny Howard, on yesterday's Real or No Real, we had this fact, and apparently you know all about this, so do tell.
Beatrice has customised her own treadmill at her house by fitting DJ decks over it so she can run and mix at the same time.
So that's Radio 1 DJ Beatrice, amazing, big, big DJ in the dance world. Does she have a treadmill with decks on it?
Well, I know the answer to that is real, because she told me. And she basically said, I don't know why she has it. I don't know if she actually works out and mixes at the same time, because imagine that's quite hard to keep it in beat and all that. But she basically said she's got one of those hospital tables that slides over your bed. It just sort of fits nicely over her treadmill. And that's where her decks are. But it was a great idea.
That's a great idea.
So is she doing her own workout tape, or whatever you want to call it? It's like her own workout playlist.
Tape?
Fair.
Now, the voices of Real or No Real are on holiday today because, well, they couldn't be bothered because it's bank holiday. So instead, we've upped our game and got Greg James. Good afternoon.
Hello!
Oh, that's the official voice.
He's not going to say anything. It is Greg James, obviously, you can tell. But I think he's just becoming the voice of Real or No Real today, so don't interact with him.
Okay, don't look at him.
Don't look at him.
So what, I mean, does he do it in a newsy voice? Or
he'll
what?
Just do, he'll just read out the facts as Chris Smith would normally do.
Okay.
Okay, so here's your first fact today on Real or No Real.
Celine Dion's house in Florida includes a $20 million private water park, complete with slides and a lazy river.
Ah, he's good at this. He's not here.
What's a lazy river then?
It's a river you just get in your rubber ring and you just float around.
Oh, nice.
It normally goes round the sides.
They have one of those in Blackpool. It's great fun.
Do they?
Yes.
It's true, isn't it? Like, and occasionally...
You do, I know.
Occasionally a wave will come along and that kind of like makes it a bit more interesting. But generally, you just lie back and let the river take you around.
So if you've got a swimming pool in your garden, right, can you call that a private water park?
No.
Where's the line drawn? Do you know what I mean?
It has to be an actual water park. Otherwise, it's just a pool. And Celine Dion would have a sunken-in pool. She would not have a raised pool.
So it's not like when we were kids.
Which, for Americans and Australians, is really common.
It's really tacky, you were telling
really
me.
Really tacky. It's like, in Australia, like, oh, you've got a raised pool? Oh, jeez. It's really not the thing.
You'd have one of them.
Oh, I know. Whereas we're happy with a paddling pool.
Yeah.
Real or no real, Celine Dion's house in Florida includes a private water park with slides and lazy river. Please, please let this be true.
Yeah, if she was on something like Cribs, you'd half expect her to have at least a pool. So I'm going to go
Cribs is
real.
A massive who, by the way.
It really is.
Well, whatever.
Sorry,
inside the life of Celine Dion.
Also, yeah, don't talk.
Oh.
You're not here.
Great. Hi, MTV. Celine Dion, real or no real?
Real.
Real.
That one is real.
That's
Whoa.
Right. The house is up for sale. It's only $62.5 million. And you'll be neighbours with Tiger Woods, Michael Johnson, and Kid Rock.
Just seen a picture of the water park. It looks insane. Do you know who'd be interested in this? Charlie Slough.
He probably got one.
He would
he
love
afford it. So get your chequebooks out, ho. Celine Dion's house in Florida there, just $62.5 million. And next.
The Eiffel Tower was the winning design in a competition. Losing entries included a giant watering can.
I'd quite like it if Greg did this every day.
He's really good.
Available.
Available.
So
very reasonably priced.
The Eiffel Tower was in a competition.
What?
Well, good things happen with competitions, don't they, Danny?
Yes! Slay, Chris, slay.
Yeah, they actually do. This is why I'm here now.
That's right.
I also won a competition.
Danny Howard.
Real, no reals.
Danny Howard won a competition to be on the radio.
It wasn't on the radio. People get this mixed up.
What is it?
It's to win a DJ set in Ibiza for Radio 1 on that Radio 1 week.
Yeah, but don't diss it. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I actually won a competition to be on Radio 1.
Oh.
Did you? I won a student radio award.
Oh, you actually did.
Yeah.
So you're both competition
winners.
Yeah,
don't diss it. Yeah?
Thanks, Greg.
No one's dissing
Chris,
it.
I've got Chris. The answers.
Would you like a signed photo of me?
Oh, I'm glad that
Did you come
fired.
Here on a coach?
Okay. But what the point was is good things happen. You know, there's... Just because it was done in a competition doesn't make the Eiffel Tower any less than the Eiffel Tower.
No, because these two both impressed the Radio 1 bosses so much, they totally deserve to be here. The same way as the Eiffel Tower deserves to be what it is in Paris. Because it was the best in the competition. Real or no real?
Well, good things happen to those in competitions, so I'm going to say real.
Surely not. And giant watering can as an idea is an awful idea. No real.
That one... is real.
Yes. See?
It was a competition back in 1889 to find a design that marks the 100th anniversary of the French Revolution. So when you next go to Paris, if you ever go, that could have been a giant watering can, what you look up at. And next on Real or No Real today.
Pete Tong has been banned from online competitions of the computer game DJ Hero for being too good at it.
I've not played this game yet. So how does it work?
It's just basically like it's like Guitar Hero, but yeah. on decks.
Okay. So you got time things.
Yeah, and scratch, and I've only played it once. It was quite a while ago, so I can't remember exactly. But I remember it not being like, you know, quite realistic. Mm. It wasn't very realistic, or maybe I was just bad at it.
But, I just can't imagine it. So you wait for the drop.
Don't do that.
You wait for the lasers.
Was that me or you?
That was me. Oh, that is my favourite thing that you've done so far.
Did you do that the other day as well? But
yes.
Because I had a few friends text me about that. I was like, why do they keep using that?
If you don't know what we're talking about, Danny had to explain what dance music was on Radio 4. And it was quite something. It included the sound of how lasers go in Danny's head.
You've had your claps.
You've had your claps.
Yes,
for the build that you hear there with the laser riser is like dee. That's the euphoric moment we sort of mentioned earlier, where you know something's going to happen. You've had your sing along, you've had the claps, and now we need something to really sort of go at on the dance floor. And that build up is one of the most important parts. And you feel it. Something's going to come, and when the drop comes in, that's when the place goes crazy.
Sorry, Danny, I just love it so much.
I loved it when he went, "Have we had the drop yet?"
Pete Tong has been banned from online competitions of DJ Hero, the computer game, for being too good at it. Real or no real?
It's got to be real.
I'm going to say, because not that he's not in reflection to his DJing skills, I know the game's not very realistic, so I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, come on.
Okay. And we've got one more today on Real or No Real with Greg James as our mystery... Not mystery.
Mystery.
Our special voice for
Greg
one day
James
only.
It's our mystery guest.
Pull out all the stops on Good Friday.
Go on.
Croquet was dropped as an Olympic sport after the 1900 Games, when only one spectator turned up to watch.
Hmm. There's loads of sports that have been Olympic sports, but then have been dropped for one reason or another. Croquet's an odd one, because I wouldn't have thought it's an Olympic sport. I would have thought it's very traditional English gent.
It's quite chilled out, isn't it? Like Sunday afternoon.
I'm a big fan of croquet, right? I saw
Are you?
Do you play often?
We found this old set in my mate's shed and took it out on a barbecue last summer and tried to give it a go, and it's actually a well good game.
Like one of those plastic sets? Like plastic yeah. crazy golf style thing.
Like swing ball.
That should be Olympic sport, by the way. It's brilliant.
Was croquet dropped as an Olympic sport after the 1900 Games, Danny Howard? Real or no real?
Real.
I'm going to go no real.
And that one is real.
Oh. All the players were French and the only spectator was an Englishman. That would have been you if you were alive then.
Yes, it was probably an ancestor.
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real...
Danny smashed it. I got 10, yes. Danny got 30. He's the winner.
And thanks to Greg James for being our mystery voice today.
Thanks.
What's on, Danny, on Saturday afternoon?
Well, Saturday afternoon, Mark Knight in the back-to-back mix. Pushing the tempo is David Guetta. And I'm on tonight in for Pete Tong as well, 10 p.m.
Oh, double bubble of Danny Howard tonight from 10. And 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, dance anthems.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills. So, listen to our show on Monday morning, and we will have all the details of what happened with that girl on her date. Do you remember the girl on the date from earlier?
I hope it went well.
In the castle. We've heard from her once, but she was quite busy. Understandably, really, because she is on an actual date, and we kept interrupting. So we'll be back on Monday morning from 6:30 with loads of one-hit wonders as well. It'll be hers. Ahoy. Those are Friday's best bits. We are back on Monday morning in for Grimmy on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with loads of one-hit wonders. Stop.